It's time now for high school football on WCBO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves and Dave Keller.
Good evening, everybody. It's time for high school football right here on WCDO in Sydney, New York. This is Harry Graves. At my side, the very trustworthy Dave Keller. And tonight we're going to be seeing the contest between the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats, the Harpersville Hornets. We have a couple of local teams meeting in a clash here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School this evening. And despite all of the miseries that we've had weather-wise in the last few days, it's actually a pretty nice night for football, a little on the brisk side. You will see some jackets out there before the evening is over. Even the people that are toughing it out in shorts are probably going to feel themselves a little bit jittery as the night goes on. So, Mr. Dave, what's the good word? You expecting anything outstanding and surprising tonight? Get that moved.
Surprising is what I'm hoping for. I haven't seen BG play yet, but they didn't look bad their first game. Looked pretty good, as a matter of fact.
So the BG Bobcats are the home team tonight, and they are going to be meeting on the meeting of the captains out in the center of the field coming up in just a moment. The kickoff show tonight is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center right here, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, for the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff or give them a call, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans from both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. And we'll be looking at the teams coming up very quickly as we have the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show going. You're listening to live high school football right here on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery can also help touch up your landscaping project with bulk designer mulch, available in three different colors, not to mention stone, gravel, topsoil, cobble, sand, and fill. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Hungry? Okay, stop by Doughboy's Pizza on Main Street in Sydney. Randy and the gang have got something for everyone in the family. Hot and cold subs, including chicken and meatball farm subs, and the new steak sub. Boneless wings, chicken wing rolls, and tasty salads, too. Choose from 10 specialty pies like chicken cordon bleu pizza, barbecue beef, and chicken wing pizza, and Randy's popular stuffed pizza. Every day, get two slices and a soda for just $4.50. There's free delivery within 3 miles. So if you're hungry, call Doughboy's Pizzeria, Main Street in Sydney, 563-2269. That's 563-2269.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. We've been having the national anthem being played, and now we're going to be having the meeting of the co-captains out in the center of the field. So there, Coach Keller, you've been monitoring the happenings on the field more than I have, so you have some starting lineups there that you can run through if you've got time. Or
a lot of warming up going on. You want me to go through starting lineups?
Yeah, we got starting lineups there.
Okay, let's go with VG. We'll go right off the board here. Looks like Tim Waltz, number 67, at center. He's a junior. The guards are going to be Austin Wheeler, a senior, and Tyler Johnson, a junior. The tackles are going to be senior Dalton Johnson, another Johnson, no relation, and Chris Pirelli, a junior. And the receivers are going to be Austin Bowerly, a junior, Ryan Porter, a senior. In the backfield, a quarterback, Corbin Palmer, a junior. The running backs are going to be Tyler Wimette, another junior. Jake Mazzarella, another junior. And Billy Holden, a senior.
And I do not envy you the challenge of trying to go through the offensive unit for the Harpersville Hornets, because I believe we have them in alpha order. But you have a better shot of it than I do. You want to try to give that a go while we're at it?
We'll give this a shot.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Except
the Hornets are coached by Mr. Tim Petras. Good luck.
I'm just going to go right down the list.
Okay. Do it that way.
A sophomore at tight end, John Andrews. A junior at running back, Mason Dean. A senior, another running back, Isaac Gatto. Another sophomore at offensive tackle, Big Scott Gregory. And then one of their big guys here, a sophomore fullback, Andrew Kimmel. Junior offensive tackle, Nate Massey. Junior guard, Dylan McCaffrey. A senior at quarterback, Ryan Slavik. A senior at center, Danny Smith. Eric Storrs, a senior at wide receiver. And Brendan Van Etten, a junior at guard.
One of the things that I found most interesting is trying to get accustomed to names that we saw last year. You never know if everybody is going to be back again, or if they're going to be playing again, or if they're going to be in different positions, or whatever the changed situations might be. But it does look as if we have many familiar faces. We will be back with the starting kickoff coming up in just a moment. But before we do that, let's get a little bit more business taken care of. You're listening to Live Tri-Town Football right here on WCDO.
Shop the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich and save on everything for your home, including furniture for every room, mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse, and American Bedding, tools, home decor, sports collectibles and decor, plus so much more. Gift certificates, financing, and delivery are all available. And the catalog outlet's casual, hassle-free atmosphere with good old customer service when you need it is a real treat. So shop the catalog outlet store nearest you, all open 7 days a week, at Martin Brook and Railroad Street, Unadilla, 357 Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and on State Highway 12 in North Norwich, or go online to catalogoutletonline.com.
Hi, welcome to Ice Cream World. What can I get you?
What flavors do you have?
I've got strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, cherry, bubblegum, chocolate.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance. At Meng Insurance Agency, we offer a choice of insurance companies and offer guidance to help you choose what's right for you.
You know, macadamia nut. No, you have vanilla.
What about something to drink?
Milk, chocolate, milk, skim milk.
Check out Meng Insurance so you can get the policy that's right for you at MengInsurance.com. Meng is proud to partner with NYCM Insurance Company, home office, Edmiston, New York.
This is Nancy from the Trackside Diner in Sydney, inviting you to come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner 7 days a week. Whether you're in the mood for one of our daily specials, a great cup of coffee and conversation, or even breakfast in the middle of the day, the Trackside Diner is the place to be. And for your convenience, we also offer delivery for orders of $10 or more. So dine with us today at 88 Main Street, right next to the railroad tracks in Sydney, or give us a call at 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. throughout the places all of us at Morabito call home. We've seen the devastating effects of the recent flooding. We thought it important for you to know that we're still right here, fully operational should you need us. Whether it's for propane or fuel oil, kerosene, coal, or wood pellets, Morabito branches throughout Central New York are equipped to assist you. And if now's the time to consider a new furnace or water heater, or you need a service professional to determine your equipment status, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hello again, everybody, back here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. You know, one of the things that I noticed as I was walking in today that I found very interesting, there's a little sign over there that says the Bainbridge-Guilford Wetlands, and I'm thinking to myself, that is rather the way it could be. The ball is going to be kicked off by the Bobcats, and it will come down to the Harpersville Hornets. It's going to be gathered in by Eric Storrs, and he will run it all the way back and across midfield, and he's finally going to be brought down at about the 32-yard line. So the Harpersville Hornets off to a rather good start.
Corbin Palmer with a touchdown-saving tackle there. He would have been gone if Corbin wasn't back there. He gathered the ball in around the 18-yard line and took it all the way, like you said, across the field to about the 34.
So we'll see if we can pick up the backfield for you. Going into motion is going to be number 31. That is Isaac Gatto. The ball will be kept on the ground. It is going to be big number 79 for the Bobcats. That's Bobby Holden bringing down the ball carrier. Gain on the play of about, well, we'll give him a generous 2 yards, but that is a generous 2 yards.
Oh, boy.
Ball spotted down at the 32, and we'll call it second and a long 8. This time it's going to be Mason Dean going into motion, and Mason Dean is going to be the man who will get the handoff from Lion Slavic. He tests the left side of the line, gets about 3 yards, gets across the 30 to the 29, and he's finally stopped there.
You mentioned Bobby Holden for on that first tackle for BG. Well, we got a couple of Holdens on the field, and let's see here.
Yeah, Billy Holden is up above.
We got about 560 pounds worth of Holdens out there.
I noticed that earlier. A couple of big, beefy boys. So this time, Slavic goes to the first man throw. We'll have to see. I believe it was Andrew Kimmel. We'll have to see who comes up off the bottom of the pile. It was either Kimmel or Mason Dean. Gain on the play of a yard, possibly two. It's down to about the 26-yard line, a fourth, and we'll call it 3. Oh, this is one of those things where we have a clock running at the far end of the field. And it's not like either of the clocks that we saw in either half of the game previously.
Oh,
man. My golly. That time it was Isaac Gatto trying to find a hole, and he got hit hard. And the ball pops away, and the Bobcats will fall on it quickly and take over.
Billy Holden came firing through there either on a blitz, or he just read the play, saw the hole, and saw the ball, and he came through there like a shot.
Wow, what a hit.
It was a good hit.
Woo. So it will be Bobcat ball, first and 10, scoreless ball game, 9:55, period number 1. And with that, we are going to have the Bobcats coming out and going on the attack. Corbin Palmer is doing the quarterbacking in the backfield. He has Holden, Wiemet, and Mazzarella, and Holden has the ball, and he goes rumbling forward, and he will have a first down as he gets across the 40-yard line to about the 41.
Wow. He just burst through there for 15 yards, and he was running over people. People were grabbing him, but they were falling backwards. That's a good first down play right there.
Okay, coming into the ball game is going to be number 17. That's Corey Burnett. He'll be one of the men who will be running plays in and out.
So now, Palmer comes up, looks up and down the line. He's going to go off to Tyler Wiemet this time. Wiemet gets back to the line of scrimmage, goes across to about the 44-yard line, gain of a long yard on that play. Now the ref picks it up and moves it back, so we'll say it's probably a couple of feet.
We'll give him a yard. It looks like inches only, but he was met in the backfield by a couple of Harpersville Hornet defenders.
9 minutes, 3 seconds showing on the clock. Period number one, scoreless ball game. We have a game that did not get publicized except on the radio. Didn't get in any of the preseason schedules or anything else. We'll tell you about it in a second. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. Billy Holden is going to be hit immediately and stopped. And it will be a third, and we'll call it nine. Tomorrow we have the Norwich at Sydney contest. Originally that was supposed to be scheduled for tonight. But to give everybody another day of practice and to let the field dry out for one more day, they moved it to Saturday afternoon. We picked it up, and we'll have that one for you tomorrow. Out on the flat, Ryan Porter, and he has a first down as he takes that ball out on the flat, comes up the near sideline, picks up about 10. He's across midfield to the 48, and that is going to be good for a first down.
Corbin Palmer, he's a left-handed quarterback. That's something the defenses might have to get used to and adjust to. They're used to right-handed guys rolling out to the right. He rolled out to the left. He hit Ryan Porter for about 6 yard gain, and Ryan Porter stiff-armed a defender and got the rest of it for the first down.
Porter, a senior, 6'5", 210 pounds. He's a good target out there. He split out to the near side this time. Austin Bowerly off on the other side. The ball will be kept on the ground and brought up the middle. Billy Holden will get nowhere as he is met by a Harpersville Hornet wall in the center of that line.
Boy, nothing going on his last two carries. He was hit immediately. His first carry went for 15. They might have to try and get outside the tackles a little bit to loosen up that inside of the Harpersville defense. Right now, it's pretty tough.
Well, we can tell it is nearing October, as here it is probably 7:20 or something like that, and already we are seeing shadows on the field. Long pass downfield intended for Austin Bowerly, but he was not able to get anywhere near the ball, and it goes as a big, long strike. One of the things when doing games up at Damaski Field this summer is that we would always start the game and the entire field would be in sunshine. And then with big tall trees over on the right field line, as the sun would set, we could watch the shadows move across the
creep
infield.
Across the field.
And then we knew at about 7:30 it was going to be all in shade. And then the lights would take effect about 8:30. On the ground, Jake Mazzarella cuts to the near side, and he will pick up about 3 as he is across the 45 in Harpersville Hornet territory.
Okay, that brings up 4th down and about 6 yards, but like you said, they are in Harpersville territory, so I wouldn't be surprised to see them go for it here. On the Harpersville's 44-yard line.
We will be seeing both of these teams coming up again later on this season. Next week, we'll be down at Harpersville for the game down there, and then Bainbridge-Guilford will see later in the year. Big kick is going to hit at the 20 and bounce back to about the 23, 24-yard line, and that's where the Harpersville Hornets will take over.
He only gets about a 20-yard net punt out of that. But still, that was probably the safe thing to do. You still got him back, pinned back there instead of up near midfield.
6:09, clock running. Period number one, scoreless ball game. Harry Graves and Dave Keller here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. We'll try to get some of the other games that are being played around the area tonight and bring you up to date on those. Everybody is pretty much in action, and the waters have gone down, so everybody should be playing. It is going to be in motion for Isaac Gatto. And the ball will go to Gatto. Gatto's still on his feet. He will have a first down, and then he coughs up the football. It bounds out at about the 40-yard line. I have seen no indication from anybody yet that there was any turnover on that play. They are moving the chains up to the 37, 38-yard line. And it will be Harpersville Hornet ball there.
It looked to me like his knee was down before the ball came out, so they probably couldn't call it down. And he picks up a first down for Harpersville. Their first down of the game.
Oh, my golly, I did get all of the Harpersville Hornets up. I didn't know if I got that done or not. All right, here we go. With the ball, Ryan Slavik, he pitches it back. And the intended receiver was Isaac Gatto, his backfield. And as a result, Gatto has to sort of pause for a second. And then he is going to be hit hard by the BG Bobcats. It will be a loss on the play of a couple yards. The ball spotted down at the 36. 5.5 minutes, scoreless ball game, period number one. Going out will be Gatto as a reserve comes in with a play.
Harpersville ran an option on that last play, and I gotta pin that loss on the quarterback. It wasn't a good pitch. You gotta get it to the running back, so he's got something to do with it.
John Andrews splits to the near side. Lots of action in the center of the line. Carrying the ball will be number 34 for the Harpersville Hornets. That's Andrew Kimmel. Kimmel gets no running room at all, and he will be stopped at the 37.
Third down and about 11 yards to go here. Harpersville still back in their own, 39-yard line?
The-ish? Yeah, about the 37.
Heavy on the ish.
Yeah, heavy on the ish. We can always say that. Eric Storr split to the far side. And a man goes in motion, and the pass will be lofted up in the air, and it's going to be picked up by Holden. Big Billy Holden grabs it and goes the length of the field. He takes that ball. The play started at the 37, so it's only going to go as a 37-yard interception run. But Billy Holden's more than happy to take that, as it is now a 6-0 ball game.
That was an awful pass by the quarterback. He just lofted it up in the air. That was up for grabs, and Billy Holden was the closest guy to where it came down. 6 points personal foul against BG.
So you'll have to recap. So personal foul against the Bobcats.
I am not sure what was going on there. Maybe there's a little bit excessive celebration in the end zone. I didn't see it.
Okay. First quarter, 4:13. The time of the score on that. Okay. You know, we can be so organized and get everything ready and find out we don't have the simplest thing like a stupid pencil. All right, we've got it. So it is a 6-0 ball game. The point after attempt, it's going to be number 10. That is going to be Corbin Palmer, who keeps it himself and goes on in. So after Holden gets the interception, 37-yard run for the TD, it is going to be a quarterback keeper. Corbin Palmer runs it in, and we have ourselves an 8-0 ball game. You're listening to live Tri-Town Football right here on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean in Sydney. Just like in 2006, I am here to assist my friends, neighbors, and community during this difficult time. Give me a call at 349-0831 for a solution to all your heating needs, residential or business. From hot water heater and furnace insulation to air duct cleaning, tear outs, and restoration, no job is too big or small for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Please call 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Terry Graves and Coach Dave Keller here at BG for the BG Harpersville contest. BG has just scored and leads at 8-0. The ball is going to be kicked from a penalty position, and it is going to be kicked in the end zone. And Coach Dave, you can bring everybody up to date on what the whole thing was all about.
Yeah, a little bit of confusion there. They called a personal foul, and they signaled it was against Bainbridge Guilford on that touchdown play. But actually, it was not against Bainbridge Guilford. It was against Harpersville. So first they spotted it back on the original kickoff. Then the official said, no, wait. We got to assess the penalty in the kickoff, and they moved it all the way up to the Harpersville 45-yard line, and the kicker promptly kicked it out of the end zone.
So the Harpersville Hornets with the football right now. It is going to be Ryan Slavik in the backfield. Mason Dean trots off a little bit in motion, and then the snap comes back, and Dean follows him, Slavik follows him around. And it's going to be a loss on the play as the Bobcat defense is up to the challenge. A loss on the play of about four.
Yeah, Slavik kept the ball. Looks like he was going to try and bootleg around the end. I don't know if he was running an option play, but he got swallowed up almost immediately for a loss of about four, like you said, four or five.
So second and 14, 3:40 showing on the clock, period number one. And it will be Harpersville with the ball again, and it will be on the ground and running it through. It's going to be, I think we've got a new one. I was going to say it was Gatto, but I think now.
31? I think it is Gatto.
Is it 31?
I think so.
Isaac Gatto, 31, and give him a gain on that play. Back to the original line of scrimmage.
And let's see, I think that might have been Jake Mazzarella in on the tackle.
Other games around the area tonight. It is Green at Unitego. That is the other one in our Tri-Town area. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Flags all over the place. Mason Dean the carrier, but that play stops quickly as it's going to be called illegal procedure against the Harpersville Hornets.
Yeah, that pushes them back. Now it's going to be third and about 15 yards.
They like that 15. Back and
they've
forth.
They've seen this before.
Back and forth, back and forth. So the BG Bobcats, in what is for most people game number three, here they are at home. They've had a couple of very good games so far. The ball will be carried in there by who could do?
I think it's Mason Dean. I think there was a zero in there, and he would be the one.
Yeah, he's the only one. There's number 26 that I keep seeing, and that's the one that I keep getting. Oh, John Andrews, who plays in one of the end positions. Okay, he was in motion, and that's why I saw him. 2.5 minutes left, period number one. It is an 8-0 Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcat lead. So now the ball will be back, and it's time to have it kicked away, and it will be booted and taken at the 45-yard line. In to grab it is number 44, Tyler Wiemet. He's down at his knees, and play will start for the Bobcats in Harpersville Hornet territory at the 43-yard line.
And that was all made possible by that penalty.
And the lack of moving the ball after the penalty.
Well, no.
So we have ourselves the first of a two-game series for the weekend. It will be Norwich at Sydney tomorrow afternoon. Game time, 1:30 here on WCDO. The BG Bobcats now with the ball. It is going to be Corbin Palmer trying to find an open man. He goes to Bowerly on the far side but cannot find his arms.
Long strike one will bring up a second and 10.
Yeah, he skipped the ball just a little bit shy of the receiver. He couldn't get down there enough. Just got an update on a game. Walton and Deposit Hancock. Walton is leading 8-0.
Ooh, sweet, sweet, sweet. I was hoping we'd be following some of those. It's interesting, the Shenango Valley-Shenango Forks game is being broadcast tomorrow, and very seldom are games in the Binghamton area followed, but they are tomorrow. Billy Holden going to come to the left side, and he picks up a couple of yards, and then the Harpersville Hornet line says, okay, we've got your number, and down goes Mr. Holden at the 40-yard line.
Billy Holden is a big kid, and not just a big kid, but he's a strong kid. And once he gets ahead of steam going straight up the field, he's got some speed. The best way to defend him is to get him in the backfield like they did right there, and he still picked up a couple of yards.
Holden, a senior, 6'2", 225 pounds. He has a younger brother who gets to play line once in a while, and he's even more substantial. The ball will be Tyler Wiemet, and he takes the pitch and tries the left side and picks up a first down. He will be down to the 24-yard line is where they're finally going to put the ball down.
Yeah.
Gain on the play of, I think I was quickly adding it at 16, but when you have time to check that, it's probably something different.
That's what I got, 16 yards. Whew. That was just a little quick pitch to the outside. He had a nice block out on the corner, and he cut inside of that block and turned up the juice.
Boy, am I glad I've got enough fingers. 1 minute showing period number one. The Bobcats lead at 8-0. Corbin Palmer, this time dropping back, wants to pass. He has a man open. He's going to put it in the air, and he's got Austin Bowerly, and now they're going to say no. It is going to be grabbed off by Corey Burnett, and Burnett is the man who is going to be down to the 5-yard line, first and goal to go.
That's about a 19-yard strike. Nice pass, Corey Burnett, huh?
Burnett, a senior, 5'10", 150 pounds, and he was right in the center of everything that time.
Yeah, he had to kind of wrestle that away from a receiver because it was thrown a little bit behind him, but he did a nice job.
Palmer looks left, looks right, comes back, goes to the first man through, and I believe that is going to be called touchdown for the BG Bobcats, and once again, familiar 27 was carrying that ball. That's Billy Holden, and Holden has his second touchdown of the night. And the Bobcats lead it by a score of 14-0.
Billy Holden just pounded it behind those big linemen, and they've got a lot of big boys, Beamers Guilford does. They got a lot of them. They got more than Harpersville does, so they're going to win as far as size goes. Harpersville's got to play tough, and their defense so far has been pretty good.
That score coming at 27 seconds left here in period number one. The kick attempt will be no good. It was put up, I believe, by Zach Falciani, and that will be low and off to the left, and he is going to be called for nothing whatsoever, and we have ourselves a 14-0 ball game.
27 seconds left here in the first quarter. BG leading 14-0.
And I think what we'll do is keep it right here and tell you about some of the things that are coming up. We mentioned that there were several games around the area. Whitby Point, which has played some of the teams in the area, is playing at Watkins Glen. Owego at Oneonta today. We mentioned Green Unitego, and we talked about the Walton contest before. Coming up tomorrow, more games around the area. Oxford will be playing off at Delhi. And let me see, Windsor at Unadilla Valley. And I already talked about the Shenango Valley-Shenango Forks contest. So the BG Bobcats kick it away. It's going to roll toward the sidelines, go out of bounds at about the 19. The flag is going to be blown there. And we will have another brief delay before we finally get to the end of the quarter. So we do have those days when things go like that. So,
well, you know, I'm looking out there, and I recognize almost all of those officials. And those guys are using my office before the game, and they're upset at me because my candy jar did not have what it normally used to have. And they're,
I had some really old candy in there.
Oh.
And they let me know it.
I have a situation where I, for some reason, well, I'm not a big candy person, and all of a sudden I get on a kick where I'll start eating them. Now it's gumdrops. Don't ask me why. You'd think it would be holiday candy corn, but it's not.
Something chocolate, at least.
So we've got ourselves a 1st and 10 situation, and the Harpersville Hornets go to Mason Dean, and Dean gets a 1st down, gets up to the 50. They tried to strip that ball away from him. Corbin Palmer was right there, and since he had the ball out, pretty well held out, Palmer tried to grab it, couldn't get it away from him. It will be a 1st down, and we have ourselves the ball just inches away from the 50-yard line.
That was a nice run by Mason Dean. He received the ball, and he didn't slow down, but he was waiting for things to open up in front of him, and when they did, he scooted through that line and picked up 15 big ones. That's their second 1st down of the game.
Dean and Gatto, we both saw a lot of last year. Slavik and Kimmel, don't recall seeing quite that much. And now we have the end of period number one. So we have the 1st quarter break, and the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats have scored 2 touchdowns to none for the Harpersville Hornets. We have ourselves a 14-0 ball game. You're listening to Live Sports right here on your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Your locally owned Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores proudly support high school sports on WCDO. This week's super specials include Great American Beef Boneless Ribeye Steaks, just $3.99 a pound. 80% lean fresh ground chuck, 3 pounds or more, just $2.29 a pound. 24 packs of Crystal Geyser Spring Water, $3.99. Jumbo-sized green peppers, just 99 cents a pound. And 6 packs of assorted Thomas's English Muffins, buy one, get one free. At Sidney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Unadilla now open at 7:30 a.m. Monday through Saturday and 8 a.m. Sundays.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Curry Graves, along with Dave Keller, back here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School. And we have the Harpersville Hornets now going from our left, or right to our left. They switch ends of the field. 14-0 BG. The ball is going to be followed around. I don't know. I was watching Mason Dean, who went through there, and it was a Gatto that finally got it. Picks up a couple of yards. Gets down to the 48-yard line.
It might have been Andrew Kimmel.
Both of these teams were victims of rainouts last week. BG was supposed to be playing down at Whitney Point. That one got canceled. And Harpersville was to be playing against Tioga Central down at Harpersville. That one was flooded out. So both of these teams have had single games. The Bobcats ended up beating Unadilla Valley by a 41-31 score in the 1st outing. And Harpersville managed to beat up on Whitney Point by a 33-8 score. We're going to have an illegal procedure against the Hornets. That will move the ball back 5 yards, and we'll start the whole thing all over again.
Yeah, how about that Harpersville beating up on Whitney Point? I was surprised at that. I thought Whitney Point was going to be pretty tough, but Harpersville, wow.
Harpersville, you got to realize, we see them. They play in this area. Now Whitney Point, which used to be in the Sus West, if we go back to that period, now they're over playing Dryden and all of those teams on the other side. The ball will be kept on the ground, and as a result, we are going to have virtually no pickup. They'll get back to the original line of scrimmage, and that is about all. Andrew Kimmel carrying the ball. So with Whitney Point playing those teams that are to the west of us, we just don't see them that often. So as a result, sometimes they can have themselves a down year, and we still think of them as being one of the big schools that always played the Windsors,
right,
the Sydneys,
right,
and the Greens.
I remember
taking a JV team in there years ago. And, oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they hammered us.
Oh, yeah. Tell me. I broadcast many of those games back in my former lifetime. The ball is going to be pitched out to number 15. That is going to be another man that I don't have down. So that happens. I hate not having these in numeric order. The 15, that is going to be Cody Snow, a sophomore, 5'9", 160 pounds. And Snow manages to pick up about 7 yards as he gets down across the 45 to the 43. But it's a fourth, and we'll call it three. Probably a kicking situation, although it certainly doesn't look like the Hornets will try that.
No, they're going for it here.
Long count, and Slavik is this time going to go to Mason Dean, and he called that one possibly close but not good enough, as it looks like Dean will get down to the 41, and he had to get to about the 40 and a half in order to get the first down. The official says it will be Bobcat ball. BG leading it 14 to nothing here in the opening moments of the second quarter.
I forgot that it gets dark in here sometimes, and so I got to squint. I got to remember to bring a lamp.
We said this up in the. I didn't like glare off the glass, so as a result, I always kept it dark in here, and my poor scorekeeper's always going like, "I can't see." So that's the wisdom right there. The ball going to be kept on the ground to number 44, Tyler Wiemet. Wiemet gets no running room whatsoever as the Harpersville defense was relentless that time. And they stopped Wiemet at the 43-yard line. We'll give him a gain of one, and that is generous.
BG, they need to take advantage of their big boys up front. They gotta get a good push. Get that defensive line out there and give their running backs a chance to crack through the line and get into the second level of defenders.
Timmy Waltz is the center. The guards are Austin Wheeler and Tyler Johnson. Chris Pirelli and Dalton Johnson are the tackles, and they are the men who make it easy for the guys in the backfield. This time the ball will be kept on the ground, gain about three more as they'll go across the 45 to the 47. And it will bring up, we'll call it third and five, but that's probably not quite as far as they need to get.
Now, I wasn't sure how to record that. That looked like a little pass out to Ryan Porter, but it was backwards, so if that was a lateral, you'd probably have to count that as a run.
Big, tall Ryan Porter is off on the right side this time. The ball will be kept by Palmer, and now he goes to Porter, and Porter's ahead of the pack. And with that, we are going to be having a touchdown for the BG Bobcats. So it was Palmer to Porter, and that one ended up going close to 50 yards. The frustration that time came on the part of Eric Storrs, as Storrs was trying his darndest to bring down Ryan Porter. Storrs caught up to him at about the 2-yard line, but couldn't keep him back in out of the field. And it was Eric Storrs who was just dragged into the end zone. So we have ourselves a 20-0 ball game here in the opening moments of period number two. 7:56 is showing on the clock, and we are going to have the point after attempt as being no good. And our score remains the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats 20, the Harpersville Hornets nothing. You're listening to Friday Night Football here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas. Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Stop in any day and ask for an application from one of our managers. Apply online if you can, or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer. Open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Stephen Lee is a sophomore, 5'5", 135 pounds. He did not start. I do not recall seeing him in the first half or the first quarter of this game at all. But he ended up taking that ball and going across midfield. Coach Dave, I don't know if you saw that or not, but what is it, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 yards,
yeah,
and a run back, and as a result, the Harpersville Hornets have the ball, and look out, here comes Mason Dean. Dean goes in, but there is a flag. Mason Dean, on first and 10 from the 25, came around the left side and scampered on in. After that play was beautifully set up by Stephen Lee. And we're going to have a holding violation being called on the Harpersville Hornets. And Mason Dean feels that he had himself a touchdown well earned. And they're going to call it back.
It was a nice run, but you know, usually when you have a hole like that, sometimes an offensive lineman's got a handful of jerseys somewhere. And if it gets caught, there goes that nasty yellow flag.
20-0 the score. The BG Bobcats, the defensive team at the moment, leads by 3 touchdowns to none. 20-0 is our score. Split out to the far side this time. It's going to be Eric Storrs. In motion will be Dean, dropping back a Slavic, and he's going to keep the ball on the ground. And let's see, is it Gatto who gets it? Come on, buddy, turn around. Gain on the play of about 4.
Gatto's going to get it.
Yeah, you can get credit for it. All you got to do is keep your number hidden. Now Gatto going to the sidelines across the way.
Pick
up the play for the next series.
Stephen Lee for Harpersville, he's got some wheels. He ran the ball once earlier, and you could see he had speed, and he definitely showed it on that kick return.
So second, and we'll call it 15. Man in motion, and the ball is going to be pitched back to number 15. That is going to be Cody Snow. Snow, with the wheels churning, gets up to the line of scrimmage, goes across for a couple of 3. It is still going to bring up more than 10. I'm going to move the marker over there, and so it looks like it's going to be 3rd and 13.
Yeah, I thought he got more yards than that, but apparently not.
Yeah. You and I don't see it the same way those guys down there in the stripes on.
They're closer.
What is.
See, they're mad at me, I told you.
Yeah.
No chocolate.
Storrs way off on the far sideline, but we are going to be having timeout called by the coaches for the Harpersville Hornets. And that's about the first timeout that we've had in this ball game. So we've got a pause in the action. 20-0 is our score. The BG Bobcats lead it. Harry Graves and Dave Keller here providing the Friday night football action for you here on your station for sports, WCDO.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
There's still time out on the field as the conference is going a little bit long. Now the Hornets break out of their huddle on the sidelines. BG Bobcats were just sort of resting at midfield, very anticipatory of the next play that will come.
Look for BG to bring a little heat.
So it's going to be 3rd and 13, and the ball dropping back is Slavik. Slavik wants to go to the man downfield. His intended receiver falls down, and it was number 17, Corey Burnett, who almost had an interception inside the 5, and he had the ball squirt out of his hands at the last moment, and that will bring up a 4th down. And we'll call it 13.
Well, if Corey Burnett didn't make the interception, he couldn't pull it in, but that might not necessarily be a bad thing if their defense can hold on this play. Otherwise, they'd be taking the ball over down by the goal line.
Now, this is one where I have seen some teams in some years when they had a good kicker, they try a field goal here, but they don't need it now. It's called a 20-0 ball game. The pal is going to be passed over to Mason Dean on the near side. As Slavik goes to Dean, it's just a shot. Dean can't hang on to it, and the Bobcats will take over on downs as they will have the ball on their own 28-yard line. 5:55, period number 2. Harry Graves and Dave Keller, this is the first of 2 games this weekend. We recently added the Norwich at Sydney contest. That will be coming up tomorrow. Game time at 1:30, and we certainly hope that you'll be listening to that contest. The ball is going to be kept on the ground. Number 44, Tyler Wiemet, will have a first down as he is going to be... Whoa, now they're going to say he coughed the ball up.
Oh,
and it is going to be grabbed down by the Harpersville Hornets. So Wiemet had picked up what would have looked like a first down as he gained about 13 on that play. But the ball was coughed up at the last second. It was fallen on by a white uniform. And as a result, the official said 1st and 10 for the Hornets from the 47-yard line in Bainbridge-Galford territory. Well, I just switched sides, and I'm going to switch them back again. It's going to be Slavik keeping the ball on the ground. And let's see. Don't know who he went to.
34.
Is that Kimmel?
So that was just a straight-ahead dive, but he still had that option look going out to the right-hand side, but he handed off to the fullback, slashing across the left.
There are certain numbers that you see very quickly. That big 0 for 20 for Mason Dean, you know. Eric Storrs, 25, you know. And you can pick them out quickly. I don't know why I'm blind to 34. Mason Dean, the ball is pitched back to him. And Dean is the man who we saw at quarterback from time to time last year. He pumped his arm that time and sent it way down for Eric Storrs. The ball was batted by one of the BG Bobcats, and Storrs coming back couldn't get to it. Sweet play. And it's going to bring up a 3rd, and we'll call it still 8 yards. Inside 5 minutes now, 4:58. This time Storrs off on the left side. Slavik has everybody lined up. He barks out the signals. Sends the man in motion, and the man carrying the ball will be number 7, Stephen Lee. And he, moving in the backfield, tries to cut the corner. There is a flag on the play. He gets up to the 45.
We got a horse collar call on the Bobcats.
And now they're going to say it's against the BG Bobcats, and that's probably going to be good for a first down right there.
Boy, it depends if it's a big one or a little one.
It would be a big one.
It is. Yep. Move the sticks.
Anytime you go up around the neck, you know it's going to be a big penalty. So they move that ball down inches inside the 30. The Bobcat defense will have to go it from there. It will be first and 10 for the Harpersville Hornets. They trail in this ball game. BG leads it 20-0. Slavik with Gatto and Dean in the backfield. This time he has Dean moving. Also Stephen Lee in there, but they go to Isaac Gatto. Gatto punches it through, picks up about three, and gets down. We'll call it to the 26-yard line.
On that previous halfback pass, it was a nice defensive play by Jacob Mazzarella. The receiver had a couple steps on him, but he went up high in the air to get a hand on the ball and knock it down. He showed a little bit of vertical leap there.
That he did. Eric Storr split way out to the near side. 5'10", 160-pound Ryan Slavik going to keep the ball and put the play up the center. And the ball is going to be dropped down, we'll say it about for about a one-yard loss. Slavik trying to get some running space, couldn't do it. The Bobcat line right there to meet him. So it'll bring up a third, and we'll call it six.
That almost looked like a busted play. Slavik ran into the running back. They kind of ran into each other and tackled each other.
Let's see. Who's the man out? Number 19 is split out to the far side this time. Once again, I love things that are not in numeric order. That is going to be Luke Johnson. Look out. The ball is loose, and it's going to be fallen on by big number 87, Austin Bowerly. And the BG Bobcats will get the ball in favorable field position. They have it at the 33-yard line. It will be first and 10 for the Bobcats.
Yep, Bowerly alertly fell on the ball. He was the closest one there, but there was a couple other Bobcats in the area.
3:05 on the clock, period number two. 20-0 is the ball game. The BG Bobcats over the Harpersville Hornets. Here in your Tri-Town football game on a Friday night. Here in the middle of September. A little chilly tonight. Some of you in deeper valleys may find a little frost on the ground. The ball is going to be carried in there by big number 27 for the Bobcats. That is going to be Billy Holden. Holden was met, pushed back, kept pushing back, and finally they're going to say it was good for a gain of about four as he gets across the 35 to the 37. Brings up second, and we'll call it six.
Holden did not want to go down on that play. He had about five or six Harpersville Hornet defenders tugging at him, and he did not want to go down.
Corey Burnett in there on this play for the Bobcats. He will not figure in the play. Instead, they'll go to Tyler Wiemet, and Wiemet will get the first down. This time, he hangs on to the football and is pushed out of bounds at the 47. That's just about the same place that he coughed up the ball last time. So now the Bobcats have first and 10 from the 47.
And this time, he held on to the football, and he gets a first down. Okay, the Bobcats are on a roll right now with 2 minutes and 15 seconds to go here in the first half, which has flown by.
A crisp night at Bainbridge-Guilford. And with the ball, it is going to be Palmer, and he looks for an open man, passes the ball up. It's going to be batted down in there by number 80 for the Hornets. That is going to be Mark Davis. Davis, 6'4", 195 pounds, and smacks it down.
That's why you like those big, tall guys out there near that defensive end area. They get their arms up. The quarterback's got to get over those arms.
Second and 10. It is going to be Porter split way out to the near side this time, and they send Burnett way out for the ball.
Oh, boy, look out.
On the ground. Look out. Holden could have another one. He gets down, is finally tripped up at about the 10-yard line. He finally is stop that will say the five. That is only as we see it from our angle. We're inside the two-minute mark, 1:59, showing in period number two. Holden, a great run that time.
And that's what I was talking about before. If he gets ahead of steam, he can roll. For a big body, he can run. The defender for Harpersville, at the time, I couldn't see who it was, did a really nice job of keeping Holden out of the end zone, but I think he lost out on that battle. He got up slow after knocking Holden out of bounce.
Yeah, that is called a bounce, and it can be a winding bounce. And we are going to have ourselves a momentary timeout as they're going to be back upfield, and they're talking to number 56. That is going to be ding, 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 ding. I want to say that is Dusty Carroll, one of the co-captains for the Harpersville Hornets. They're talking to him at about the 50-yard line. He's up. He's not down, but he's not running around too fast. He's winded. So we've got a brief pause in the action. We'll be right back. You're listening to Tri-Town Football on WCDO.
The Eggly Machine Company in Sydney proudly supports live high school sports on WCDO. Eggly Machine reminds all students that today's job market is highly competitive, so it's very important to complete your education. Prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career, no matter what field you're going into. Eggly Machine Company is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for other companies. Good luck to all our local teams this season from the Eggly family and Eggly Machine Company of Sydney.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Barry Graves and Dave Keller back here at Bainbridge Guilford, and the Bobcats now are knocking at the door. They're going to keep the ball on the ground, but no one will get in. It was Billy Holden carrying that time, but they read him perfectly, and they're going to stop him just about at the line of scrimmage. And now it looks like they're going to move the marker up a couple of yards.
So he moved it about 3 yards. Now it's down around the 2-3 yard line.
1:27 remaining here in period number two. It looks to me like the officials called an official timeout. They haven't charged anybody with it, but they're having a bit of a discussion there, and the clock is not running. Had to put the windbreaker back on, buddy. It's getting a little chilly in here tonight.
It's actually not too bad for
No, not bad. I didn't say anything about that. I'm one of those guys who likes it rather chilly, but all of a sudden I was finding it a little too chilly.
Well, it's kind of nice to have Friday night football going on. It brings a small sense of normalcy back for even a few hours in light of the recent horrible weather.
Did it seem like the first game of the season?
It seems, yeah, it's been a long time.
Not having one last weekend, I was thinking of that as I was driving down. It's like starting all over again. Still a bit of a discussion going on. The teams are back in roughly their positions. Now they get the signal to go for it. And as soon as they have that, we have another discussion going on. I don't know. I think what they spotted was a piece of broken equipment. The official was the man who made that call.
Uh-huh.
So now Corbin Palmer is ready to go, and he's going to keep the ball on the ground. There will be a flag on the near side. The ball was carried by Billy Holden, and he got nowhere. A flag was thrown way over here, and they're going to call it illegal procedure against the BG Bobcats.
Ooh, that's going to push them back.
So it will be move the ball back from near the goal line. They were at about the 2, maybe the 3. It's going to move it back another 5 yards. So that will bring it outside the 5. And we'll call it about the 7.
Still remains second down.
And goal to go. The Bobcats lead it 20-0. In this contest, I guess we can call it a Susquehanna neighbor game.
Sort of.
As the BG Bobcats and the Harpersville Hornets, I don't know, probably 10 miles on the expressway, something like that.
BG's taking an awful lot of time in the huddle, and if they want to score again, they got to get in and out of there.
The ball will be put in the air, and up and grabbing it down is going to be Austin Bowerly. So Austin Bowerly goes up, That time, Eric Storrs was trying to get a hand in on it, but it was Bowerly who comes up with the football, and we have ourselves a 26-0 contest.
You know, Austin Bowerly, he's a big tall kid. He's 6'2". You know, they got some tall guys out there. Porter on the other side is 6'5". Austin Storrs on the coverage.
25. 5'9".
He gives up a few inches there, and I think that's what they were counting on.
So we have ourselves a 26-0 ball game, and this time the kick is going to be up and good. And I don't know, I was looking at something, trying to get my notes written down here. Do you know who the kicker is who does the kicking for the...
Zach Falciani.
Falciani, okay. Number 28, Falciani gets the PAT kick, and we have ourselves a 27-0 ball game. And I think we will probably keep it right here because we're going to be just seconds away from the half. Reminder that we have a game for you tomorrow. That game tomorrow will be the contest Sydney entertaining the Norwich Purple Tornado at Sydney. And then it will be the BG Bobcats next week and the Harpersville Hornets, as we'll be seeing Harpersville playing down at Delhi. And we are scheduled to make the long trip down to the Deposit Hancock game tomorrow, or tomorrow night, next Friday night for the BG Bobcats playing down in the foothills of the Catskills. So it'll be one of those. So look out. Here we go. The kick is going to be, whoa, it's going to be grabbed down. Is that Lee who has it?
Yes.
It looks like it. So Stephen Lee hesitated at about the 20-yard line. Then he finally picked the ball up and decided to run with it, but there were too many blue jerseys there, and he was stopped cold. So play will take over, let's see, at about the 25 for the Harpersville Hornets. And we will try to catch up with everything that's going on a little bit later on and tell you more about some of the things that we were going to tell you about.
That ball was scooting along the ground there. Stephen Lee, I think, was anticipating a hop, and it didn't. It almost slid by him, but he reached down like Jose Reyes, shortstop.
It was interesting because he had his hand on it. It was almost like he trapped the ball and was holding it on the ground. Now the snap, and it is going to be, I want to say that's going to be Mason D. Nope. Anyway, we're going to have a gain on the play, only of a couple yards as they will get across to the 27-yard line. It'll bring up a second, and we'll call it short eight. Short eight. And the clock is just going to tick away. It's 15 seconds and still running. No look at all like anybody's going to snap out of that huddle. They're just going to let the play end. So we have ourselves the end of the first half of this ball game, and the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats lead the Harpersville Hornets 27-0 is our score. We'll be back in just a moment with the halftime report. You're listening to Sports on a Friday Night right here on WCDO.